Well, again, we're glad to be here today. This is our final service in the park, and next Sunday we'll be back in Black Diamond at our regular 10:30 a.m. time. So we'll look forward to being in that place again. And I think Black Diamond, everyone will have started up school by that point. So we're hoping that we might actually get some of those new chairs finally. Use those, so fingers crossed on that. I want to take some time this morning and go to the Lord in prayer, and we want to acknowledge, you know, amidst all of the things that are going on in our world and in our lives, that we gather here to worship the Lord and to draw our hearts, minds, and souls closer to Him and closer to one another in this process. And my hope and prayer for us today is that this will be a time of recentering and a time of also joy and fellowship that can reinvigorate us for the week ahead. And whatever challenges you face this week, know that the Lord has already gone before you. So let's take a moment. We'll pray this morning. And then I'm going to read one of the Psalms. And we'll worship, continue to worship the Lord. Father, we give you thanks. Day, we come before you on our knees, praising you, declaring that you are good and you are holy. We thank you for how you have led us in the week that we have just completed. And even though we don't know what's going to happen in the week ahead, will you help us so that we might trust you more and more with all of our being. God, we pray for your world. We pray for your kingdom to come and your peace to dwell here on earth as it already does in heaven. God, for all of those situations that are out of control, may your hand of mercy and grace be upon people throughout this world. The ceasing of war, the feeding of the hungry, the comforting those who are grieving. And Lord, may you call each of us in our own way to join you and to be a part of what you are already doing here. God, we thank you. We love you. I pray a special blessing over this group of people, that you will continue to propel them forward on the highways and byways that you call them into. God, we're grateful, and we give you thanks, and we pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. We're going to, for the last psalm out here, I wanted the words of Scripture to, in large part, speak for themselves. So I'm not going to say a whole lot this morning. Some of you are probably praising God for that, and that's okay. But the psalm that I'm going to read this morning is Psalm 103, and I was reflecting on it just a little bit about so much when I'm reading the Bible, I'm reminded of how hard it is to do what we read in here, in these words of life. There are times where we follow the Lord really, it might be pretty easily, but so often I found in my life, especially in moments of stress and anxiety, that following the Lord and doing what the Bible teaches us to do can be very hard, especially when we look out in the world and there's so much bad out there. And we acknowledge that there is. We acknowledge that there's a lot of things out of our control. But one thing that the Word calls us to do is, as Colossians 3 says, it says, to set your minds on things above. Now, that doesn't mean that we deny evil and suffering. In fact, it's the contrary. We acknowledge that, and we acknowledge that it is the Lord who is in control. We are not. And He encourages us to continually set our mind on things above. Now that's the simple verse. I like that one because it's easy to remember. There's a longer one that happens in Philippians 4. It says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. It doesn't mean that we don't think about all those other things in life. It means that we also center our life on the things of God and the good that He is doing. The call of Psalm 103 that I'm going to read is a call to retrain our minds to dwell on God. Because apart from God, I can't speak for you, but I know in my life that when I felt far from God or apart from God, my life seems to kind of be in a circle or a downward spiral. Maybe you've experienced things like that. This is where Psalm 103 can help redirect our hearts and minds. The beginning of this psalm begins with an invitation to worship the Lord. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord. Or another way of saying that is worship the Lord. We kneel before our Maker in humility and worshiping the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul. This is both a physical and a spiritual act of worship for us. We use our bodies and our souls and our minds and all that we are. This psalm is a great one because it has a lot of different calls for us in here. There's a call to worship. There's a call not to forget. There's a call to remember God's plan of redemption for your life and for the life of people in this world. There's a call to remember God's character. And finally, there's a call to remember God's position, that God is on the throne and we are not. And for me, when I read those types of verses, it puts me in my place in a good way. It reminds me, I am not God, and neither are you or anyone else, but we serve the mighty and great and good God. So let me read this psalm for us this morning, and then we'll conclude with a couple of words, and we'll share some communion together. And I think we're going to sing the doxology at the end. It's on the back of your song sheet. Psalm 103. Praise the Lord, my soul. All my inmost being, praise His holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all His benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. The Lord works righteousness and justice for all the oppressed. He makes known His ways to Moses, His deeds to the people of Israel. The Lord is compassionate and gracious, slow to anger, abounding in love. He will not always accuse, nor will He harbor His anger forever. He does not treat us as our sins deserve, or repay us according to our iniquities. For as high as the heavens are above the earth, so great is His love for those who fear Him. As far as the east is from the west, so far has He removed our transgressions from us. And isn't that also good news? As a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on those who fear Him.
Mommy.
For He knows how we are formed. He remembers that we are dust. The life of mortals is like grass. They flourish like a flower of the field. The wind blows over it, and we know that very well today, and it is gone. And its place remembers it no more. But from everlasting to everlasting, The Lord's love is with those who fear him, and his righteousness with their children's children, with those who keep his covenant and remember to obey his precepts. The Lord has established his throne in heaven, and his kingdom rules over all. Praise the Lord, you his angels, you mighty ones who do his bidding, who obey his word. Praise the Lord, all the heavenly host, you his servants who do his will. Praise the Lord, all his works, everywhere in his dominion. Praise the Lord, O my soul. And perhaps you recognize many phrases from that psalm. There's a lot of songs that have come from Psalm 103 through the years. It's a good one to end our summertime with. It's appropriate that we gather to worship the Lord. As I said last week, one of the verses that the Bible calls us to is to not neglect meeting together, because we need each other. We need the encouragement of those other people in our midst. I said last week that, and I like this, but when I'm in the woods, yeah, Jesus and me in the woods is a good thing, but it can't just be Jesus and me in the woods. Or in Minnesota, we had a lot of fishing, so it was always Jesus and me in my boat. It's a good thing, but it can't be the only thing. So that's why we gather together today. We worship. We remember God's character. The same God who calls each of you by name and created you and formed you is the same God whose throne is in heaven, who sits upon the throne, and his kingdom rules over all. So yes, that's why I love this psalm. It's everything that's going on in our world, maybe the particular chaos that's going in your life or your family, we can always end as this psalm ends, by saying, praise the Lord, O my soul. This is the attitude which we actually are going to come to the table this morning, to come to the Lord's table, to receive communion. We respond to the call of the Holy Spirit at work in our lives and in this world. And in this moment, God himself feeds us and renews us and refreshes us and restores us. It's always fun to be able to do communion in a different way. And so that's one of the things I like about doing it at least one time when we're out here in nature. It allows us to help set our minds on the things above. And I don't know the week that you've had. I know the week that I've had. Certain bits of chaos, both good and not so good. And stopped up toilets and all that other stuff that happens, you know, in life. But in this moment, we pause, we thank the Lord, we say, praise God, bless your holy name. From Numbers 6, may the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen and amen. Go out into the world to love God and serve his holy name. Amen.